Acastro Center, Bowling Green falls to Kent State today, 91-83. Time now to visit with head coach Michael Huger joining us here at courtside. And coach, this was a game that you led by four with 8 minutes to go, but the flashes dominated the last 8 minutes. Did something materially change there? I know Sincere Carey got really hot, but what led to the flashes taking over there?
They were able to get stops and get out in transition and score some easy buckets that got them back into the game. They started to hit a couple threes that opened it up a little bit for them, and it was an uphill battle for us after that point. It was our game for the taking. You know, it was a man's game, and they beat us at a man's game. You know, referees didn't call anything, which was good on our end. We just had to be tougher and get the stops we needed and get out in transition and finish around the basket, which we didn't.
Daquan Plowden had the massive first half for you with 21 points and got off to a pretty quick start in the second half. And then Kent State really said, this guy ain't beating us. I mean, sometimes even a triple team. And I guess that was the strategy that ended up paying off for them ultimately.
It did. They did a good job there. We had some great looks. Some other guys had great open looks, and we missed. I mean, that's basketball. We knocked down those shots. We having a different story right now. So Daquan made the right decisions, the right plays, and we just didn't knock down the shots.
Sincere Carey, as I said, got going there in the second half, ended up with 30. What did he do to you that was so difficult to stop?
He penetrated. He continued to penetrate, and when he was open, he hit the open shots. We have to do a much better job of being able to guard one-on-one, and he exploited that. We got to be able to help in our rotations. I mean, we just got to do a better job. That's just it. The bottom line is we got to do a better job in order to get stops.
You did go to a zone for a few possessions tonight, and unlike the other night with Eastern Michigan, Kent State, I think, may have scored on 4 out of 5 or 6 out of 7 of those possessions. They were able to get it to the free throw line quite easily.
Yes, they were. They do what they do, and that's the thing. They get it to the free throw line. We knew that was coming, and we still, for some reason, just allowed it to get to the free throw line, and they took advantage of it.
Well, Coach, clearly today Kent State at times, like you said, this was your game for the taking. What kind of things were you doing well that you played with the lead for large stretches?
We shared the ball. We did a great job of sharing the ball. The ball went inside, outside, and we were able to knock down shots early. We stopped sharing the ball at some point, as you saw, and we stopped knocking down shots, and that led to what happened at the end. And, you know, we did it early, so we know we're capable of doing it. We just got to do it consistently.
And, of course, Daquan Plowden, once he started drawing a crowd, he did a good job, I thought, at times, giving other guys opportunities. That was a good thing to see, that he didn't try to force it, even though he had
the hot hand. He didn't force it. He did a real good job of finding the open guy, and the open guy got to now knock down the shots. And that'll get them out of what they were doing. But when you don't knock down those shots, you can continue to do what you do.
Well, Coach, certainly a frustrating day today. Hopefully we can get back on the win track on the road Tuesday night. Appreciate you coming out.
Thank you.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Falcons fall to Kent State today, 91-83.